Would you be interested in buying furniture at half price? Well, Plaza West Furniture wants to sell it to you beginning tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Plaza West is closed today in order to mark half-off bedroom suites, chairs, love seats, hide-a-beds, table lamps, grandfather clocks, and much more. Plus, all other merchandise will be 25 to 40% off. All sales final, no free delivery or free financing on half-price sale items. The half-price summer clearance sale, tomorrow beginning at 1 at Plaza West Furniture, North Taylor Plaza.
Good afternoon. Superintendent for USD 457 in Garden City, Dr. Jim Pfeiffer, has announced the cancellation of all school district activities between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Monday, so the district staff and students may attend the funeral of school board member Larry Hendricks and his daughter Alicia. Both were killed last Thursday morning in a two-vehicle traffic accident. Funeral services will be Monday morning at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Garden City. Burial will be at the Bloomfield Cemetery in Bloomfield, Nebraska at 2 p.m. Wednesday. Visitation all day today and tomorrow at the Garnan Funeral Home in Garden City. Memorials are suggested to the First United Methodist Church. Summer band program scheduled to meet at 8 and 9 Monday morning in Garden City will be held, and the band session at 1 o'clock at Kenneth Henderson Junior High will meet. Elementary band sessions between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. are canceled for Monday only. A 15-year-old Dighton youth is listed in satisfactory and stable condition in St. Catherine's intensive care unit in Garden City, where he's being treated for a gunshot wound. Shane Stanley was found in Dighton early Thursday morning. Circumstances of that shooting are still under investigation by the Lane County Sheriff's Office. The Kearney County Hospital has an open house set for tomorrow afternoon. The hospital is showing off their recently completed Special Blessings Family Birth Center. The room is the first single-room maternity care unit in Kansas. The open house is set for 2 to 5 Mountain Time at the hospital. Kansas Senator Bob Dole says a blunt warning will be delivered to Far East nations this month to pressure them to restrain the flow of imports into the United States. Dole and six other senators plan to travel to South Korea, Japan, Taiwan, and China during a two-week trip starting August 15th. And the State Crop and Livestock Reporting Service says the downward slide of farm prices continued last month in Kansas. Wheat prices led the decline, slumping 11 cents a bushel to an average of $2.81 a bushel. The lowest wheat has been in Kansas since September 1978. For KWKR, I'm Lori Hyten.